Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. Here is another Wednesday with our favorite show on earth, Fix the Family, Fix America. Goodness, what a week, what a weekend. Where can we begin here today on our simple task of fixing the family, fix America? You could guess, or you could say that, I don't know, everything's fixed now? Is that what we're saying? No, I don't think so. We're going to get into the little bit on healthcare, or not really healthcare, but a little bit on healthcare. What's in the bill is not really healthcare. It's just taxes, taxes, and more taxes that we uncovered in our little work, and we'll go into that a little bit on Fix the Family, Fix America. Again, welcome. Thank you for being here. Please give us a call, 347-677-0692, if you want to weigh in on this or any other topics that we broach today. We get into lots of things, I got 7, 8, 9, 10 different things to talk about today. I don't know if we're going to get to them, but we're going to give it a shot. First thing we have to check into is, as you know, the book Blessed with Tragedy about my premature daughter makes prematurity hit home with me. And a new study just came out, so we're going to talk about that first. We're going to talk a little bit about some supplements women should know about when you are thinking about getting pregnant or are about to be pregnant or are pregnant or nursing. These are very important supplements that women should know about. We're going to talk about that for ladies and your pregnancies. So that's very, very crucial. Then we're going to talk about a crazy babysitter who did some bad things, very bad. So we're going to talk about how bad that was today. We've got 7 tips for a healthy pregnancy also. Got to really think about this. So if you're pregnant, going to be pregnant, this is a great show to be watching. Remember last week we went through 25 different baby recalls, and I think it was just today. Where is that? Oh, 1 million Infantino baby slings were recalled today. So that adds to our recall list because 3 infant deaths. I believe this was on our list. They go by the name of Sling Rider or Wendy Bellissimo slings in the United States. Babies can suffocate in the soft fabric slings without the parents knowing. If you can't look down, if your baby's in a sling and you can't look down and see that it is suffocating, you've got a little problem there. that is not sling related. But anyway, there's a million of them being recalled. So if you've got an Infantino baby sling, even though it feels comfy, make sure you pay a lot of attention to this recall. It'll be very important, but pay more attention to your baby inside the sling if you are still using it. That's very, 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 very crucial. All right, so there's lots of stuff for us to talk about. And then, of course, we'll go into some healthcare things that we have some issues with because it is the big debate of the decade. Mothers, fathers, parents, non-parents, everyone listening, the show's getting more and more popular, and I love it, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you every day. You know what I'm going through. Our family's going through lots of things, and you can go see what that is at blessedwithcancer.com. But do you remember, you know, when you were a kid, news was like there's a baby trapped in a well. Sports team A beat sports team B. Every now and then there'll be an overseas trip by a president checking something out, talking to something. And that was about your news cycle. I mean, that was about news. Here's that, and there's this, and that's about it. But now, nowadays, is it not every time, every day, almost every second of every minute of every day, something to do with the government or politics are just encroaching into your life that you can't really escape it, and it kind of is in the new study, causing undue stress in a lot of people's lives because they're sitting there going, you know, I voted, I thought I did the right thing. Why is there so much stuff happening? You know, it just seems to be an awful lot of government intervention. And, you know, the new study says, well, it's because government has grown exponentially in the last 15 years. I mean, it took, you know, 100 years to get to point A, and it took 15 years to get to double that. So that's kind of scary. So that means there's a lot of people that didn't get up there in the government ranks that knew that what they were doing was a service to their country, not a power grab. So that new study is very, very interesting. Very interesting. Well, let's go into stuff that can fix the family, fix America right off the bat. Understand we do this in four phases: positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and then finally reveal your success. These four phases are crucial to fixing the family and thereby fixing America. I do believe, and still do, the reason this whole thing was began is if the families can get back to what they were doing back in the days, then it wouldn't matter what the politicians and the people that would get there would be on good moral ground and good standing and would stand on their principles and not vote for power or wallets, according to that study. So we still believe fix the family, fix America is the way to go. If we can fix fathers to be better fathers, we can fix mothers to be better mothers. And we help parents stay together, and then we help everyone reveal their own true success, then we are definitely on the road to recovery. So that is a crucial, crucial point here for Fix the Family, Fix America. So again, workshops and boot camps going on all across this nation. Look for one coming near you. It's going to be a great, great time. Is prematurity genetic? That's our topic A, since it is March, and the March for Babies is going on this week, this month. So please support the March of Dimes when you can on this crucial March, because it is one of the big events for prematurity, and I can't ignore that. That's very crucial. New study suggests that premature birth may be in part be genetic. Doctors have long known that there are many factors that increase a mom's risk of giving birth early, but that there are also premature births in moms with no known risk factors. Now, the study that was presented at the 30th Annual Society, this is interesting, 30th Annual Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine meeting. So for 30 years, these people have been meeting, and This is what they came up with, is that sometimes it's genetic. They looked at the interplay between inflammation and genetics. Inflammation is a risk for preterm birth. And researchers found a different type of infection-fighting gene in moms and fetuses of many moms with previous preterm birth. So while they can't say that all premature births are genetic, it looks like there may be a genetic component to some premature births. So basically, it's a study that said, we really don't know, but we're going to guess at this. Because we don't have anything else right now. So for 30 years, the maternal fetal medicine meeting has been coming up with stuff to help us get over our preemie stuff. So that's crucial. Crucial stuff. All right. So let's look at, you know, things that we know can help prematurity. As many of you know, what we're going through is natural intensive therapy for healing cancer. And it's coming to play that there's a nutritional deficiency in our lives and the way that we're eating and processing food and actually processing the heck out of it, so that it doesn't give us what we needed or what it used to give us back in the days when people didn't have so many issues. So this is crucial. So we're going to make health and nutrition a big part of our nationwide tour. So we really need you to pay attention to your health, because the better your health, the less likely you'll have to be involved in the healthcare debate. So if you're not sick, you're good to go. But as you'll see when we talk about healthcare in our second half hour, it's not going to matter. Anyway, five supplements that women should know about if you decide to be pregnant or nursing. First one, everybody's heard this one, I'm sure, folic acid. The folic acid supplementation early in the conception and during pregnancy can prevent up to 70% of cases of spina bifida. So that is crucial to get your folic acid. Where do we get folic acid? Well, you can supplement it. There's some in bread and wheat. There's lots of places to get folic acid, so make sure you go buy some folic acid from your nutritional store and get that in there, and let's prevent spina bifida. Another thing folic acid helps prevent is damaging effects from in utero exposure to bisphenol A, which is notorious for its ubiquitous presence in the environment. Now, one recent study found that 9 out of 10 babies tested had bisphenol A already in their systems right after birth. Now, as we are constantly looking things up all the time, bisphenol A is BPA, which is an organic compound with two phenyl functional groups. So, let's see how we get it. Bisphenol A is a polycarbonate plastic and epoxy resin food contact application. So, what it's saying is polycarbonate plastics. Bisphenol A is being shown in children that have just been born. So if the first thing you want to talk about is back to the nutritional way, the over-processing of our foods, this right here is something to make you think about. So it's a hormone-disrupting chemical, potentially harmful to human health and the environment. It has been known that scratched and worn polycarbonate feeding bottles will leach this chemical into liquids. Now, most major U.S. baby bottle manufacturers use the hormone-disrupting chemical bisphenol A, so make sure you try to find bottles that aren't going to be harmful. So find plastics that aren't using this, And that's good. That's you'll be better off on that. So, and again, back to the supplements, folic acid is going to help that. So make sure you get the folic acid. Now, pregnant women exposed to hairspray have a 2 to 3-fold risk of having a son with a genital defect, but if you're taking folic acid supplementation during the first 3 weeks of pregnancy, it decreases this risk by 36%. So, on the outside of that, I would say if you're pregnant, you're not going to, should not be using hairspray. That seems logical from that fact right there. Now, folic acid supplementation during pregnancy decreases the incidence of congenital heart defects. Now, that folic acid is very crucial. And a lot of people say just take folic acid, your baby's healthier. But this is crucial, crucial, crucial. Folate supplements for 1 year before conception is associated with a 70% reduction in spontaneous premature birth between 20 and 28 weeks. So there is the prematurity link. So if you're taking the folic acid for at least a year, so if you're thinking about getting pregnant in a year or two or three, start taking your folic acid right now. Excuse me, I had to have a little beverage. So that is a crucial, crucial component to supplementation. And I just can't understand why this information, I mean, a lot of people hear about folic acid, but they just don't go do it. It's vital to a pregnant woman. So then go get your folic acid. Now, mothers supplementing with folic acid during pregnancy significantly reduce the mortality risk of their children through age 7. So number one supplement to go get, obviously, is folic acid. So number two supplement, omega-3. High consumption of fish, omega-3 during pregnancy results in children have a better neurological function, including higher IQ and better hand-eye coordination. So, wow, now taken during the last months of pregnancy, boosts an infant's sensory, cognitive, and motor development. How about that? Mothers who eat foods rich in omega-3 during pregnancy and while nursing dramatically reduce the risk of their daughters developing breast cancer later in their life. Now, that is amazing fact right there. So you get it in their system while they're in utero, and you reduce the risk of your daughter having breast cancer later in life. Now, if you are a mother with asthma, eating a fish oil during pregnancy, you are 71% less likely to develop asthma on average, and the more oily fish a woman ate, the less likely her child was to develop asthma. So if you have asthma, pay attention to that fact there too, ladies. So this is a good vitamin supplement day all women should know about, and I wanted to get this word out here on Fix the Family, Fix America, because our second part, as you can guess, is called Make a Difference Mothering, and we can't do that unless we make a difference mothering, including pre-pregnancy. So, vital stuff there. Vital stuff so far. Now, here's big, big, I don't know about you, but it's in the paper, it's everywhere. Vitamin D is becoming a scarcity because we've had 20, 30 years of, oh my goodness, the sun is bad, the sun is bad, the sun is bad, the sun is bad. The most natural thing that causes life on this planet is bad for you. That's what we're hearing. If the sun was bad, wouldn't plants all just give up? Oh no, they're different, right? No, they're not different. Of course they're different, but sunlight, because we're all scared of the sun now, we don't even go out there, and we're having a very big epidemic of humongous proportions of vitamin D deficiency. So vitamin D deficiency early in pregnancy is associated with five times, and this is something I obviously wish we knew. Well, I think we did know this, actually. We took vitamin D supplements, but we're a little more on the genetic side with ours. But this is five-fold increased risk of preeclampsia, a condition indicated by high blood pressure and excessive levels of protein in the urine. Exactly what we had, exactly what Blessed by Treasury has had, exactly what happened to my daughter. Vitamin D deficiency early in the pregnancy is associated with a five-fold increased risk of preeclampsia. Now, get your vitamin D, ladies. It does not matter. Get out a little bit in that sun, 15 minutes a day. Get some vitamin D supplementation. Go get you some organic milk. Yes, I said milk. My daughter says milk, and I say milk, and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm stuck saying milk for the rest of my life. My daughter goes, Daddy, I'd like some milk. I go, okay, you like some milk. So I have to say milk from now on. I say steel for still, and I say milk for milk. We highlight those eyes a lot around here. So milk. Vitamin D deficiency has also been found to increase the likelihood of bacterial vaginosis, which is a common cause of preterm delivery. Now, there's two links right there to premature birth on vitamin D deficiency. So ghost lady sitting in their house, not wanting the sun to shine on them because of this 20-year campaign to stop cancer, and then it's found out that there's more cancer-causing carcinogens in the sunscreen itself than the sun. You know, you're staying out of the sun, and you've got a vitamin D deficiency. Now, mothers who had a high intake of vitamin D during pregnancy were 45% less likely to have a daughter with multiple sclerosis. Come on, now. We've got to get this news out, and that is, this is, see, this radio show is not the with all the stuff going on, getting here and doing this for you and all the listeners that are coming on board, this is most crucial. But you have to help me out also, because all the people that aren't listening need to be listening. You need to tell them. And all the people that are listening, got to get more people to pay attention. And then if you can't get them to pay attention, at least go tell them the facts. At least say, hey, I heard on Fix the Family, Fix America, Jack's got some good news every time we talk to him. Just 3 weeks ago, we found out if you got a big gut, a knife can't reach your organs. We find out some incredible stuff here, but today this is an important day. We are really talking about some important stuff, and we want to make sure this is out there and gets out there. If you want to call in, weigh in right now, we're only on the top three. We're on number four of the top five supplements here, 347-677-0692. Let's go through the other two here. Zinc. Now, don't freak out. I know you heard zinc. I can overdose in zinc, and yes, you can, but make sure you get the right amount. Fetal zinc deficiency may explain some of the birth defects and neurodevelopmental abnormalities associated with alcohol exposure. New rodent findings are the first to show that dietary zinc supplements throughout pregnancy can reduce some alcohol-related birth defects. Now, there's a lot of mothers who did not know they were pregnant and drank through the first 3 weeks or so because they were just thinking that I'm not pregnant or didn't know. This right here could thwart that. Zinc can thwart it, so make sure you get zinc. Okay? Now, number five is a big duh to me because I'm a proponent of this vitamin, and it's the multivitamin. Women who take multivitamins during pregnancy can cut their children's risk of a tumor by 34% to 40%. All right? Now, obviously, suggesting a multivitamin is not the most in-depth way to go, but covers a lot of needs of the other vitamins. So pay attention. Now, nothing that I say is medical advice. Please understand that, but I would like you to consult your physician and do some research and make this stuff happen, because those five supplements are crucial to pregnancy, getting pregnant, or soon to be pregnant. Ladies, pay attention. Make a difference mothering. You can start right now, even though you're not a mother. Now, real quick though, in my new research, multivitamins, you can't just go grab any old multivitamin. Do this test with anything you're about to take. Now, you do not have to do this test with the gel caps. This is obvious that the gel cap will dissolve. But if you are taking a hard vitamin, put it in a diluted solution of vinegar and water, half and half, vinegar and water, and let it sit overnight. If you come back and there's remains of that pill, then you will not get that pill digested and get the stuff out of it. So you need to switch pills. There are hundreds of millions of pills taken daily that just go all the way to the colon and expelled almost solid or sit there forever until the colon breaks them down where they're not utilized in the small intestine. And this was found out in some of my cancer research where, cancer of the colon, you have to do these operations. You go in there, these people start taking all these vitamins and pills, and they're sitting there right at the bottom. So it didn't help. So do that test, simple test, half vinegar, half water. If it dissolves, you're good to go. If it doesn't, find another pill. And again, you don't have to do gel caps. Gel caps, all of them will dissolve in water alone, for goodness sake. They're liquid. They are liquid. Now, skin production of vitamin D, going back to the vitamin D thing, I want to click on this real quick. Click on this. Like I'm a human website. I want to talk. I want to talk about the vitamin D thing. So all you need is just 15 minutes of sunlight a day to enable your body to make adequate levels of vitamin D. Now, what you may or may not know is that skin production of vitamin D can be dampened by several factors. So before we leave the five vitamins that are crucial, the third one being vitamin D, you need to know, well, I go out for 15 minutes, but then something else happens. Well, here's some four factors here that could hurt your vitamin D, and then you have to up your 15 minutes. So, sunscreen. Number one, duh, right? So, in order for the skin to make vitamin D, it requires the UVB rays from the sun. Now, for this reason, sunscreens that block UVB radiation inhibit your skin from making vitamin D. So go out in the sun for 15 minutes without all that stuff on it. Number two, skin color. The degree of skin pigmentation also affects how well the skin can make vitamin D from the sun, because the darker the skin color, the more difficult it is for your skin to make vitamin D. So darker people, you have to stay out in the sun a little longer, because the skin's pigmentation is a natural sunscreen that filters out UVB radiation, which is necessary for vitamin D synthesis. So darker you are, you need to make sure you are sorry, we had a small technical glitch come up here. It says I've got some tremendous sound coming out of our speakers, which I didn't hear, but here we go. So darker you are, you need to stay out a little longer, and that's just a known fact. Now, number three, excuse me, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, which means it gets stored in your body fat. Now, the more fat you have, the more vitamin D is deposited in your fat stores, which makes less vitamin D makes its way into your circulation. Now, that's called decreased bioavailability. Now, vitamin D deficiency is strongly correlated with obesity, and many studies have shown that there's increased bioavailability of vitamin D in obese people, a decreased bioavailability of vitamin D in obese people. So the fatter you are, the more fat that you're carrying on your body, you have to sit in the sun longer to get that vitamin D down into your blood system, but that's going to pull out the burns and the sunburns and the problems. So number three would have to correlate with also losing weight, so that you get that vitamin D into your circulation system. So now we went from supplementation of these five vitamins to how does the best way to get vitamin D in, and now it's lose some weight to get the most of vitamin D. And then, of course, age. As you age, your skin's ability to make vitamin D from the sun decreases. Now, it takes a 70-year-old person makes four times less. So a 70-year-old person has to stay out four times more than a 20-year-old. Now, recognition of this difference is extremely important for the elderly who spend an insignificant amount of time in the sun and solely depend on sun exposure for their vitamin D nutritional requirements. So you may want to start supplementing with vitamin D and getting as much sun as you possibly can. Now, the FDA requirement of vitamin D is only 400 IU, but there are several studies. Read up on this. Several studies recommend a highly daily intake. National Institute of Medicine recommends 2,000 IU for healthy adults. And doses higher than 10,000 may be toxic. So that's crucial, people, for you to get that vitamin D necessary. Okay? You got it? We got it, right? Excellent. Now, since we're on still on the pregnancy, let's go through the 7 healthy tips for pregnancy. But first, let's look at where we are. Goodness, we talked so much. We're having a good time. Oh, 29 minutes remaining. If you'd like to call in, talk about those 5 supplements, your vitamin D deficiency, losing weight would be best of all in the vitamin D process. Call in 347-677-0692. Greatly love to hear from you. Like I say, this show is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm loving every second of it. And that's why I make sure that we get here every week, because we are bringing the topics to you that's not, you know, you're not in your everyday paper, as we talked about that study where politics and government and just every day you find out there's a new tax coming. I mean, just I don't even read the local paper, but it's something we've been doing recently, because you just have to get ready for your day. And my father still gets the paper, so it's sitting there, and we start reading it. And every day it goes, you know, we need a cigarette tax. Then the next day, we need a new tax on, we need to raise some other tax because our roads aren't being maintained. And then the next day it says soda tax may be on the way. Next day it says home taxes go up. Next day, electrical taxes go up. Next day, gas tax. I mean, it's just tax, tax, tax. People, it's not supposed to be this way. So, with all the clutter and everything, that's why Fix the Family, Fix America radio show is coming to you every day, so that you make sure you get the facts straight. Okay? 347-677-0692. Our official nationwide print sponsor is Soho Office at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina. Dan Kelly and Jay and the gang are some of the best people I can possibly know. And I've got to tell you, I went there the other day. They are fantastic. I can't say enough of those guys and girl. They really, really know their stuff. And if you do anything with Fix the Family, Fix America that requires printing, those are the guys that are going to be doing it. Any of our packages, Fix the Family, Fix America packages, magazines, books, articles, etc., all printed by Soho Office there at the Village of Sand Hill. They are our official nationwide print sponsor. Very critical group of people that saw what we were doing, saw our potential, and then went around their way to get involved, and they got involved, and I can't thank them enough. So thank you, Soho Office there. So 7 tips on the pregnancy. We'll do that in just a couple seconds. Let's take a small break. Thank you very much. Because I normally do something real quick, but I've already done it all. I'm totally prepared for this show, because this is a big time show that we're going through today, talking about pregnancies and how to stop it here on Prematurity March. For those, we have a lot of people questioning. You know, we have my mother's fundraiser coming up on April 3rd. Go to Blessed with Cancer. .com if you want to be involved, you want to donate and help it out. And there's a the first annual cook-off will be happening there. So very, 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 very critical day for us. Now, resveratrol, the product out of wine. Another supplement that you need to do some research on, because the Purple Defense, very critical. So scientists believe that drinking the red wine had the health benefits, but they couldn't find out why, and then now they found the resveratrol in the wine activates cells into behaving more youth-like in a number of ways. So you gotta have large concentrations of this, and it's very crucial. So get that right there. And organic foods have a lot of antioxidants. Boost the effectiveness of vitamin C, regulates nitric oxide. So do some studies on that one, too. That's just my own little personal throw-in there. Because, I mean, it all happened that, you know, they look at foreign countries such as France, smoking cigarettes, eating high-fat foods, lots of cheese, and then they have extremely low rates of cancer and heart disease. And they call it the French paradox, but then they found out that resveratrol was one of the reasons. So look that up. And do your own research there, and that's just one of my throw-ins for pregnant mothers. Now, seven tips for pregnancy. Some of these are a duh factor. I can't help this, but this is, you know, this is our mother show, and we're going to talk about it. And if you smoke and you're pregnant, stop. Mothers who smoke have lower average birth weight. Goodness. More likely to be born premature and a greater risk of death from sudden infant death syndrome, otherwise known as SIDS, than babies of non-smokers. Sometimes mothers feel, now this just drives me bonkers. Sometimes ignorant mothers feel, I think it should have that line, having a low birth weight baby could be an advantage as it will make the baby easy to deliver. Whoever has passed that rumor has got to be dealt with in a very intense way, because that is just spouting off ignorance. You know, keep your baby smoke, keep your baby low birth weight, and it won't be so hard on you. It's not about you anymore, Mom. Not about you anymore. Now, if you are already pregnant, stopping smoking will benefit the baby for the rest of your pregnancy. It is not only the baby that benefits. You are less likely to suffer from morning sickness, less of it, fewer complications, and have a more contented baby after the birth. So stop it, stop it, stop it. Now, number two of the seven healthy tips for pregnancy, it's important to pay attention to your diet. Now, many women feel they should eat for two, but research has shown that women only need an extra 200 to 300 calories a day while pregnant. Now, some people dispute that and say 400 to 500. And you may be getting those extra calories anyway because of the way you eat over what you would have been, and then you have these cravings for things that you wouldn't normally eat, and it just puts on top. Now, those 200 or 300 calories should not be squandered, obviously, on bad foods, processed foods and chocolates or chips or whatever. Get them as fruit and vegetables and everything, and that'll increase your water intake and avoid constipation. Now, we've already went into the vitamin supplements and multivitamin mineral supplementation, so do your research on that and get that. Get the folic acid. Get omega-3 fatty acids in flaxseed oil, number one way to get omega-3. It's flaxseed oil, cold pressed, kept in the refrigerator in a dark bottle, omega-3 flaxseed oil. Go get that now. That is good stuff. And that's important for the development of baby's eyes and brain and reduces the risk of premature birth and postnatal depression that we already talked about. Now, nobody knows how much, number four, nobody knows how much alcohol it is safe to consume during pregnancy, so it's better to avoid it entirely. Now, this can seem hard on a pregnant woman when everyone else is drinking, but remember, it's not about you, Mom. So make a difference, Mom. That's what we're all about, make a difference, Mother, here on Fix the Family. Now, also, pregnancy is not a time to sit still unless obviously consulted by a doctor. So get your adequate rest, but then do some exercise every day. You know, go about your business. I saw a pregnant lady the other day waitressing, just running through a restaurant, just big time. So that's good. If it feels good to you, but if it doesn't, you might want to take a little more rest. But I was just amazed that that was happening. Hairspray, we've already talked about that. Do not paint the house. Don't go laying new carpet. Laying carpet, in my cancer studies, is found to be one of the worst things you can do. So if you ever put new carpet in the house, you need to ozonate your house, destroy all that stuff, all the chemicals, toxic chemicals from that new carpet, because it is big time. So Do not expose yourself to toxic chemicals while pregnant. So stay away from chlorine bleach, fluoridated water, hairspray, new carpet paint, stuff like that. So while you want the baby's nursery to be painted brand new fuchsia or magenta, make someone do it for you, and you come in the room like a week later. Got that? Excellent. I am so glad. If you want to call in, talk about this, anybody out, 347-677-0692. This is our Make a Difference Mothering show. Since our Make a Difference Mothering workshop coming up very soon, we should be announcing that either next week or the week after. So wanted to hit on this. And plus, March is the March for Babies, and I want to stop prematurity births just as much as the next person. So pay attention, mothers. Now, many women find pregnancy stressful, and this is particularly a good time to turn to safe, non-invasive options such as, I don't know what these are, so this is what's coming off this article, Bach flower remedies, homeopathy, kinesiology, and other therapies. So you can look into ways to de-stress, to make that child happy in that womb and that sort of thing. So make sure you do all that. And then, of course, there's always the caffeine and pregnancy thing where women say, well, I got to have my 47 cups of coffee in the morning before I can do anything. Now, many women stop caffeine entirely out of sheer fear of doing damage to the life inside them. Now, they have to understand that cutting even back on coffee doesn't cut back on caffeine if you substitute with chocolate or cola. Now, doctors say anything less than 300 milligrams a day, which is an 8-ounce cup of strong coffee, will not do any harm. But caffeine does cross the placenta, so think about that when you're imbibing upon your caffeinated beverage. So studies have shown women who have had over 500 milligrams of caffeine a day had babies who had faster heart rates and faster breathing rates, and they spent more time awake in their first few days of life rather than peacefully sleeping after their long journey. Excuse me, had a sneeze. As for you know, it's also March. March means bring out the eye drops and nasal spray for me. So that's the reason I sound a little, how you say, stuffy. Stuffy. So caffeine, that's your call. They say 300 milligrams, but according to this, it crosses the placenta, and I don't think you want a baby that stays up all night right after pregnancy, do you? Hey, think about it. That's crucial. Now, after you have your kid, I have to talk about this article. After you have your kid and you have a caretaker, let's say you got to go back to work for a minute, you got a little babysitter, or you're just going out for a night out, and you have this great babysitter. Well, babysitting place over in England. I do believe this is England. Yes, over in England. But still, pay attention. Could happen here. Nursery supervisor in this, they call it a carer, which is another name for a babysitting place. Nursery supervisor forced the baby to eat its own sick, meaning vomit, and amused herself by overfeeding one large child in some of the allegations made yesterday. They would also throw crying tots around the room if they would not do what they told them, slap kids around the head, force the dummy into one child's mouth so hard the tot's gums begin to bleed. Cover crying babies' faces with blankets as they refused to go to sleep. Shook children while she was manager of the baby room. Yeah, just so you know, it's at the Little Stars Nursery in Martins Road, Bromley, South London. And this has been going on for 2 years, 2.5 years. So one little boy was left gagging, gasping for breath after pet had force-fed him until he vomited. She then carried on the feeding him the vomit that had fallen out and came through the collection through the bib he was wearing. Now, I know that's disgusting, but I want you to understand, not everyone needs to be messing with your child. That's why we do Make a Difference Mothering, so so that you find a way to be successful at stage four. Reveal your success so that you can be the mother of your child and you don't even have to worry about this kind of stuff. One baby was large, supposed to be on a gluten-free diet. They fed four bowls of food that was not gluten-free, and they found it amusing that the person would eat and eat until they vomited over and over. Another instance, threw a baby boy onto a sofa. Baby fell on the floor, hitting his face and carpet, which caused a great sore nose. And treated a small premature girl particularly rough, picked her up, shake her, and allowed her to fall back on a soft surface. Also saw her push a baby's head to the floor with her foot, and she denies all of this. And if you want the kicker, she's saying they are making these allegations because she is a lesbian. Here's Fix America's official take. If you suck, you suck. We don't care what you are. We help all kinds across this country. And it doesn't matter what you do or how you feel, who you're with. We want to help you be the best you can be in whatever way that be is. But when you suck, you suck. Got that? It's not about we can hate you. We can dislike your tactics, no matter what you are. Because when you suck, you suck. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. Wow, this is we got 13 minutes now. I want to go through real quick on some ways that we're going to see some differences here on health insurance. Now that everyone's saying, I mean, look how giddy I should be. Premature daughter. Would be tough to find insurance, but it actually is not. They deny her coverage for pre-existing conditions. We've just had, you know, a little higher rates thrown to us, but there's been no denial, nothing like that. So you need to pay attention to the lies going on out there. So let's say you're young and you don't want health insurance, and a lot of people listening to this show are young people, and please call in 347-677-0692. You're young, you don't want health insurance, or you're starting a small business, and you need to minimize expenses, and one way to do that is forego health insurance. Well, too bad. They just passed it where you have to pay $750 annually for that privilege. Now, let's say you're young and healthy and you want to pay for insurance that reflects that you're young and healthy. Well, too bad, because now you have to pay for premiums that cover not only you, but also the guy who smokes three packs a day, drinks a gallon of whiskey, and eats chicken fat off the floor. Now, that means you're having to pay for me. I'm kidding. We do the healthy thing. I'm sorry. Very sorry I had to rub my eyes. Again, March, the March of Pollen coming out and having me. Well, too bad, because insurance companies will no longer be able to underwrite on the basis of a person's health status. So understand that you went and did a health checkup. You're in perfect health. You're young. The insurance company could have gave you a lower price. Well, guess what they can't do anymore? They cannot give you a lower price than the guy who smokes three packs a day, drinks a gallon of whiskey, and eats chicken fat. That doesn't seem like a smart deal, does it? Now, you would like to pay less in premiums by buying insurance with lifetime or annual limits on coverage. So, in other words, you say, you know, the insurance company says, if you want to do a $2 million lifetime policy, the payment's only $100 a month, too bad, because now you can't offer such policies. Health insurance can no longer offer that policy. Now, you'd like a policy that is cheaper because it doesn't cover preventive care or require cost sharing for care? Tough. Insurers can no longer offer policies that do not cover preventive services or offer them in cost sharing, even if what the customer wants. So what's happening here? It looks like it's not about healthcare. It looks like it's tying the insurance industries and making them close their doors so far. Right? Right. Now, you're an employer and would like to offer coverage that doesn't allow your employees, Slack, or children to stay on the policy until age 26. Well, too bad. You have to do it. You must buy no matter who you are, a policy that covers ambulatory patient services, emergency services, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, mental health and substance use disorder services, including behavioral health treatment, prescription drugs, rehabilitative and habilitative services and devices, laboratory services, preventive and wellness services, chronic disease management, and pediatric services, including oral and vision care. So if you're a single guy without children, too bad. You must cover pediatric services. You're a woman who can't have children, too bad. Your policy must cover maternity services. You're a teetotaler, too bad. Your policy must cover substance abuse treatment. And you can go on and on and on, too bad. Your freedom of choice was taken away. If you're infertile, you're still going to have a coverage and pay for it that covers maternity and newborn care. You've never done drugs in your life, such as me, I still have to pay for rehabilitation services and devices. Does this sound like it's a health care plan? Do you like a plan with lots of cost sharings and low premium? Well, the best you can do is a bronze plan now, which has the benefits that provides benefits that are actuarially equivalent to 60% of the full actuarial value of the benefits provided under plan. So no matter what, the lowest plan you can go for is 60%. Anything lower than that, too bad. So you're an employer in the small group insurance market and you like to offer policies with deductibles higher than $2,000 and $4,000 for families. Too bad. That's the highest deductible they allow. If you're a large employer and you don't want to provide health insurance for your employee, you'll be paying a $750 fine per employee. Do you think you could use that money per employee to help the employees better? When you doctors, if you're a physician and you don't want the government looking over your shoulder, trying to squeeze this in, we got 7 minutes left. Too bad, the Secretary of Health and Human Services now authorized to use your claims data to issue your reports that measure the resources you use, provide information on the quality care you provide, and compare the resources you use to those used by other physicians, and this will be just for informational purposes. If you are a physician and you want to own your own hospital, you must be an owner and have a Medicare provider agreement by February 1st, 2010. Now, what does that tell you, docs? If doctors want to get together and start a hospital, you had to have a Medicare provider agreement by February 1st, 2010, or else there will be no more physician doctor owned hospitals. Who are they shutting down with this Medicare plan? If you don't believe me, that's in section 6001 I 1A. If you are a physician owner and want to expand your hospital, you can't unless it's located in a county where over the last 5 years population growth has been 150% of what has been in the state. And you cannot increase your capacity more than 200%, even if the population growth is 150%. So now, you want to own your own hospital? Well, you had to have that Medicare provider agreement by February 1st, which means you don't and can't. And if you have a hospital and you want to spend it, well, you can't. Now, you're a health insurance provider. And you have to raise premiums to meet the costs that all of these new things are coming down the pike. Well, if that increase is deemed unreasonable, it will be denied by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Meaning, your health insurance company, having to regulate and follow all of these procedures, suddenly find out I can't make money this way, so I have to increase the costs. The Health and Human Services Secretary can say, no, no, and guess what you do? You go out of business. Seems like a great way to force it, does it not? What does this leave? You can't have any hospitals. Insurance companies will be forced out of business. What is it leaving? Well, let me tell you another thing that's going to stop. You like all these new drugs coming out to help you and extend your life and stuff? Well, the government is going to extract a fee of $2.3 billion annually from the pharmaceutical industry. So if you are a pharmaceutical company, what you will pay depends on the ratio of the number of brand name drugs you sell to the total number of brand name drugs sold in the U.S. So if you are a company and you sell 10% of brand name drugs in the U.S., what you pay will be 10% multiplied by $2.3 billion, or $230 million. Now, that starts off the bat. Now, it jumps to $3 billion in 2012, $3.5 billion in 2017, and $4.2 billion in 2018 before settling at $2.8 billion in 2019. Now, do you think that your pharmaceutical companies, which are coming out with these new drugs to help you and your family live longer, know how to better use that money, say, for research and development, instead of giving it to the government, don't you think? No. No, not anymore. Not anymore. Now, medical device makers, you make these things to help people. You make oxygen generators or wheelchairs or anything. Well, if you're a medical device maker, you will be extracted a fee of $2 billion annually. So if you sell 10% of medical device in the U.S., you will pay 10% multiplied by $2 billion. Do you think as a medical device maker you know how to better use that money? Or do you think that you've got to make that profit to cover it? So do you think the medical device makers are going to raise their prices? And then insurance companies, not that you haven't had enough. You got 3 minutes. I got to sneak this in. Not that you haven't had enough regulations of what I've already spoke about. The government will extract a fee of $6.7 billion annually from you. So if you're an insurer, what you pay will depend on your share of net premiums plus 200% of your administrative costs. So if your net premiums and administrative costs are equal to 10% of your total, you would pay 10% of $6.7 billion. This fee starts at that and then goes to $8 billion in 2014, $11.3 billion in 2015, $1.9 billion in 2017, and $14.3 billion in 2018. Think the insurance companies know how to better spend that money? I believe so, but too bad. If you can't pay $14.3 billion annually in a fee for your existence, which is being pushed away because you can't sell anything but one type of policy to everyone, if you have to raise your premiums to get to that point, it can be denied, so you'll be pushed out of business. And then if you can't make money and you can't pay this fee, gone, you're closed. And if you're now an insurance company board or stockholder and your CEO is worth more than $500,000, too bad. So CEOs of insurance companies, do you want to work there? And then for every body here, you will pay an additional 0.5% payroll tax on any dollar you make over $250,000 for a joint and $200,000 for an individual. Do you think you know how to spend that money? And then that amount rises to 3.8% tax. That applies to investment income, estates, and trust. Do you think you know how to spend the money you earn better for government? And if you, ladies, cosmetic surgery, not just ladies, men too, but you will now pay an additional 5% tax on the procedure. Those are some crucial things you need to know in the health care bill. Doesn't seem to be a health care bill. Do some research. We'll talk about it more. Be sure and call me next week, 347-677-0692. Very, very important that we start paying attention, because we can fix the family and in turn fix America with our 4-series, Positive Fathering, Make a Difference Mothering, Pull Through Parenting, and Reveal Your Success. Spoke a lot about your pregnancy fitness tips and pregnancy nutritional things. If you have any questions, please send it to us at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. Thank you for our official nationwide print sponsor, Soho Office. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great afternoon.